USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian troops pushed deeper into a key eastern Ukrainian city, fighting street by street with Ukrainian forces. The Kremlin's advance increased in intensity. They also shelled parts of northeastern Ukraine, and the struggle for control of a southern region continued. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has prevented the export of 22 million tons of grain from his country, contributing to a growing global food crisis. Meanwhile, European leaders have agreed on a partial embargo on Russian oil. The compromise only bans oil brought in by sea, allowing a temporary reprieve for imports delivered by pipeline. The embargo covers more than two-thirds of oil imports from Russia, according to officials, cutting what they call a huge source of financing for its war machine. Wall Street was closed because of the Memorial Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The first of 21 funerals took place in Uvalde, Texas, where a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers last week. Officials vowed to examine the flawed police response amid a drive to change gun laws. School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo has been under fire for wrongly treating the attack as a barricade situation rather than an active shooter situation. He was recently elected to the Uvalde City Council. His swearing-in is on hold so the community could focus on grieving, says the mayor. A bipartisan group of senators in Washington negotiating a proposal in response to this school shooting. Texas Senator John Cornyn, representing Republicans, says talks have been ongoing over the phone and in person. For the Democrats, Connecticut Senator Christopher Murphy says he'll know soon whether a framework agreement is likely. The husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi faces misdemeanor charges for driving under the influence. The Porsche that 82-year-old Paul Pelosi was driving was hit by another vehicle in Northern California. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
San Francisco baseball Giants manager Gabe Kapler suspended his national anthem protest to acknowledge Memorial Day. After the Uvalde shooting, Kapler said he would not take the field for the national anthem in protest until he, quote, felt better about the direction of our country. Kapler is not the only coach in the last week calling for officials to do something about mass shootings. It's also not the first time he protested during the national anthem, taking a knee in July 2020 to protest racial injustice. The first hurricane has made landfall in the Pacific season. Hurricane Agatha made landfall Monday, 5 miles west of Puerto Angel, as a Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles per hour. Torrential rains and howling winds whipped palm trees and drove tourists and residents into shelters. National emergency officials say they assembled a task force of more than 9,300 people for the area, and more than 200 shelters were opened as forecasters warned of dangerous storm surge and flooding from heavy rains. A French journalist was killed in eastern Ukraine while covering a Ukrainian evacuation for a French broadcaster. 32-year-old Frédéric Leclerc-Limhoff was fatally hit by shell shrapnel near a key city in the Donbas region. French President Emmanuel Macron paid tribute to the journalist on Twitter, saying he was in the war-torn country to show the reality of the war. You can listen to us anywhere you are through our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.